Thank you so much.
Dresden Dolls Live from the CD 101 Big Room, song called Amsterdam. You guys have a DVD out.
Yes, sir.
The Dresden Dolls in Paradise. Now, this thing, I got a chance to watch it last night. The documentary is very interesting. What was it like to make a DVD? I mean, is this something you guys are planning on doing more of?
Because there's
videos included on your album, but the DVD is absolutely fantastic. What was it like to do this?
It was great. We actually are friends with a bunch of videographer people, so we're kind of used to having the camera in the face thing. You know, people taping you, taking a pee in the morning kind of aspect of living in the kind of environment that we do. And it was actually really nice. The DVD was great because we sort of assembled a lot of the main people that have helped us coordinate this element of the performers, the people that we call the brigade, like the folks who come out and do stuff in the crowd or sometimes on stage with us. We had a couple of friends come from Paris, France, and a friend of ours come from California, all who helped set this day up and help us, you know, kind of keep the crowd entertained during the 3.5-hour power outage and all the sort of craziness that went down. So it was nice, and I think a really good snapshot of the band kind of mid-tour and what we've been going through over the past year and a half.
There's a lot of rock and roll docs and a lot of rock and roll DVDs out there. This is actually one of the better ones I've had a chance to watch. So if you're out there searching for Christmas ideas for someone's stocking, Dresden Dolls Lie in Paradise, just out now on DVD. Go buy 6 copies.
It's cheaper than coal.
It is cheaper.
And it's not quite on sale yet,
pre-order it. Listen to me.
Well, definitely buy 6 copies, but you have to pre-order them. They come out in November.
Oh, okay. I'm cool because I got one now. So
that's wow. Lucky
you. That's interesting. Yeah, look at me. All neat with the stuff you guys can't have.
Santa's going to remember that.
Boston, Mass. Is what you guys call home. Describe the music scene there right now, because, I mean, in the 80s, it was huge. It's still a thriving scene in Boston.
Yeah, funny. Like, the Boston scene, at least when Amanda and I moved there kind of in the late 90s, was really dominated by the kind of guitar-driven pop rock kind of bands. And we were invited to play at this battle of the bands, and we kind of laughed to each other going, like, yeah, we don't stand a chance in holy hell trying to, you know, even participate in this because we'll get laughed off the stage. But over the past few years, the ever persistent art scene in Boston has kind of reared its head in lots of lovely ways, despite a lot of the art spaces being burned down or shut down. There's a pretty healthy community going right now between regular pop bands and punk bands and more sort of, you know, arty bands too. That's a lot more inclusive. There was this kind of rigid hierarchy for a long time. But we've seen that kind of mellow, which is nice. It's kind of cool to see everyone helping each other out.
Did they ever finish the freeway?
Yes, believe it or not.
Good.
No, well, it's the
one
not completely
main section.
Done.
Some of the worst traffic in the country, Boston, Mass. There you go.
We love it. We take pride in it.
We can get our butts to the airport quicker now.
Very good. Well, you guys are playing tonight, Newport Music Hall, and I'm sure everybody who's listening to me is going to go to the show. And if they don't, I hate them. So
yeah, we'd also. Anyone who is already going to the show or is thinking about planning on going to the show, we highly recommend that you get there early because we have 2 support bands on tour with us for this entire North American tour, and they're both mind-blowingly fantastic. The first band of the night is Fawn Fables. She's from the Bay Area, and she sort of, I don't know, Brian can probably describe her a little better than I can.
Well, in a sort of more clinical description, she does sort of nylon string guitar, classical guitar, kind of sort of folk singing, but with this really sort of mysterious kind of almost like nightfall.
Also very theatrical.
Yeah.
And the second band is called Devotchka, and they are from Denver, and they are sort of like a... almost like another punk cabaret with a little more gypsy, you know,
twist
klezmer, mariachi kind of thing in it. They have a sousaphone.
Hey, all you had to say was you had me at mariachi.
They have a sousaphone, trumpet, violin, accordion, upright bass, crazy instrumentation. Every night they get everyone dancing and clapping and screaming. So the 2 opening bands are not to be missed.
All right,
that's the whole main idea behind the sort of term punk cabaret. It's the spirit of what you have to deliver on stage and what you give to the crowd. It's not really a musical description. So we're always psyched to tour with bands that offer something kind of different and spirited.
Sounds like it's going to be a great night tonight. Newport Music Hall. Get there early. Stay there late. Tip your waitresses, and we get you to do one more before we send you back out.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Excellent.
We're going to play this special. Have we ever played this on the radio? I don't think we have. We're going to play a Radio World exclusive.
And there's not a lot of cursing in it, is there? Is that, that's not why you haven't played on the radio.
This is, and this is also, since we see we have some representatives from the younger set in the audience, this is going out to our like under seven.
Do we have any Kermit the Frog fans in the house? Come on, don't be shy. Right on.
Hey,
right.
It's not easy being green, guys.
And that's right.
And it's not a bad thing to admit. So, but this is for everybody out there in radio land. Oh, and you're all free to sing along if you know the words. Okay. First, Brian's going to tune.
Right. Give me a hot second. Why don't you tell him a little bit more about the visual element and how much we borrow from the Muppets?
We borrow a lot from the Muppets. Right down to the idea of creating this fantastical, alternate, fictional environment in which we're in some sort of mystical theater. It doesn't actually exist on the planet. It's a theater of illusion in the mind. You come to see the Dresden Dolls.
Okay.
And it's like,
who was your favorite Muppet? I liked Sweetums.
My favorite Muppet was Janice.
From the band.
She was the hippie.
The
she
Dr.
Like,
Teeth,
I think it
yeah.
Was the jacuzzi.
I also liked I liked Sam Eagle a lot too.
Sam Eagle was
yeah,
cool.
Sam Eagle was great. Beaker, yeah. Beaker's good.
Swedish Chef.
Swedish Chef
is great. Brian does a great Swedish Chef impersonation.
Let's see. What are the call letters? The call letters of the station?
WWCD.
That's pretty good.
Everybody, give a hand for the Dresden Dolls. Okay.
Thank you. I also do children's birthday parties. Okay, here we go.